Good Wednesday afternoon, Central Indiana. You're tuned to 91.9 FM, and since it's 4:30 on Wednesday, you're tuned to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indy's Trusted Servant. Want to thank our underwriters for the show, Fabric Care Dry Cleaner, and Open in Indiana. We'll talk more about those at our first underwriter break. What is the Indy's Trusted Servant Show? Well, I like to call it lively local small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy. What is Indy's Trusted Servant? Well, that's me. I do customer service training and keynote speaking about customer service. It's all about the culture. I learned all about that from the hand of the master, my late father, Joe O'Malley, starting at the age of 9, and that was a long time ago. So today's guest on the Indy's Trusted Servant Show is Jerry Canope. Jerry runs an organization called Affiniates, and I'm going to describe the show before I turn a little bit of it over to Jerry as we're going to talk about business networking loosely and Affiniates and how it's the same as business networking and different from business networking. But before we do that, Jerry, welcome to the show, and tell the folks a little bit about your background and how you came to start Affiniates somewhat like 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, that's right, Danny. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate
My pleasure.
Always appreciate our getting together. And you know, really, I would say the easiest thing is that it's an accumulation of experiences I've had my career and my life. I've always been out trying to meet people. There's a lot of different organizations that we can go do things with.
Right.
But what I found is it never quite matched up to what I wanted in terms of either the right people weren't there with the roles they were in, or the way that they went about doing business wasn't consistent with how I did. And so what I ended up doing was identifying things I'd liked from those organizations and doing the things my own way that I didn't like.
Okay. So what got you into networking? I mean, you had to be in some kind of business before you got into this thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I always love interacting with people.
Right.
So that's sort of the core piece of it. But I ran an organization that was geared towards helping people get connected.
Yep.
And so from that, I evolved and took it to a next level to take some of that structure, but then incorporate relationships more so in with it.
Okay. And of course, Jerry and I have connected on a kind of what of a personal level, because really what I do is all about relationships as well. I watched my father form and maintain many, many, many wonderful relationships his life over. I've been able to do the same thing, both in business and with old school friends and so on and so forth. And it has added a lot to my life, aside from the business aspect of all of that, right? So, Jerry, where'd you grow up and where'd you go to school?
Well, I grew up in Shelby County, just a little east of Indianapolis. Went to Triton Central High School.
Triton Central Tigers?
Tigers. The
Very
Tigers.
Good. That's yes.
And then went on to the University of Indianapolis, so South Side.
And majored in?
Computer technology and business management.
Okay. So, let's talk a little bit now about Affiniates. I have been involved with lots of networking groups. I can name a bunch of them. I'm still involved with some. I'm not involved with others. And they're all a little bit different. Some of them are very, very structured. Some of them are more loosely structured. And I don't even know if you want to call Affiniates a networking group or not. Let's solve that question first, and then we'll get into the specifics about mission and all of that.
You know, Danny, I think to a lot of people, networking is a dirty word. And so because of that, I really don't see it as the traditional networking. And the reason they think it's a dirty word, is I think, is a lot of it why it didn't work out for me, some of these activities I went to, is that a lot of people are going there looking for a sale.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I think it could be really ideal for some, but for those that really do business and do life with relationships, it didn't always align.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, you're not wanting to talk to me once you realize I don't buy the products or services that you provide.
Yeah.
You know, that's all transactions.
But it still could be a good relationship.
Could be, as long as they deal and they focus on relationships. But if you don't want to talk to me because I don't deal with those kind of products or services, then it ends up being just, I'm only a number to you.
So you have formed affiliates to, I guess, enhance relationships. Is that oversimplification?
Yeah, I may or may not be. What I would say is business leaders today, they want to meet good people. The challenge is they're tired of people trying to sell them things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think with all of that, incorporate with that, I think it's more important that other people know who we are than what we do, per se.
Okay.
And I think when those tie together, I think people connect with us deeper, and I think people interact with us in a different way.
And even though somebody might not be buying your product, they might know somebody that might want to buy your product.
That's right. That's right. Right. And in fact, that's where I think the best introductions come from, is someone that knows someone else intimately, they're best friends, they went to school together, they do life together, whatever it is, that endorsement is much more meaningful than just someone making a quick connection. And I think that's what many people are looking for, is a way to interact at a deeper level, that it doesn't just feel dirty, it doesn't just feel, and not that it should, it's not just all about you're buying something.
Right, it's not just based on the business.
Yeah,
ethic. One of the groups I like that I belong to is Catholic Business Exchange.
Yeah.
Which is more about the faith than it is business. When you join Catholic Business Exchange, you get a name tag, has the name of your parish on it first.
Right.
And so you're starting off with how you're similar to the other people in the room.
Yeah.
And you go from there. Right.
Well, and I agree very much, and I like very much what Jim Liston does there.
Yes. Yes.
In that business is important. In that case, faith is important also. And so I think when you bring together like-minded people for a common purpose, Good things happen.
Good thing happen, not just in business, but in the community.
That's right.
Because
that's
good right. works flow from these organizations and so forth. So let's talk more specifically about affiliates. We'll take an underwriter break in just a minute, but how does it work? How is it structured?
You know, it's basically, it's a vehicle for people to engage with other business leaders in a meaningful way. It's one of those, not where people are all coming and selling things to each other, but it's where they're coming together to learn more about each other, what their passions are, what their purpose is. Because those are the things that tie us together that are stronger bonds, they're more meaningful bonds, and I think we get our best opportunities from.
Right. So how's it work?
Basically, I'm on this never-ending search for like-minded people, those that value relationships, those that believe there's a lot of opportunities out there, those that want to help others and make a difference. And as I'm finding people like that in terms of how they do business, I invite them to one of these luncheon events that I do. And I do a couple of them a month. And it's all geared towards those people learning about each other, and it leads to business. And I have a couple different types of luncheons. I've got one that's just geared towards learning about each other. I have another one that's geared more towards, I'll have a topic. And in that entire time, we're talking about a topic.
Okay.
So as an example, a couple weeks ago, we did one related to the labor market, particularly in the trades. There's just not enough good people working in those.
Oh, yeah. Those, I've had radio shows about that very topic.
Yeah. I've got one coming up in December, all related to sales or cold calling. Is cold calling effective in today's culture or not? And so mm-hmm. there's some businesses, some industries, it's necessary and it's the way you have to do it. For others, it's just not effective anymore.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick underwriter break. And we'll be back with Jerry Canope of Affiniates. We shouldn't call it a networking group. Affiniates, what do you call it? Affiniates what?
Gosh, that's a good question.
Affiliates get to know each other group, right?
You know, it's a relationship building.
Relationship building group.
It's a way to meet good people.
There you go. So we're going to take a quick break and thank our underwriters for the Indy's Trusted Servant Show. There are two. One is Fabric Care Dry Cleaner at 5760 West Morris Street at West Washington Street out by the old airport. They're specialists in all sorts of dry cleaning. They have a laundromat on site open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. They do pickup and home delivery twice a week in the metro area. Their phone number is 241-1288. That's 241-1288. You can find out more about my good friend James Belt and the other good folks at Fabric Care on Facebook. A new underwriter is Open in Indiana. Are you looking for locally owned places in your community? Let me introduce you to Open in Indiana. Open in Indiana is your place for finding local places to eat, drink, and shop. Start your search at www.openinindiana.com. And if you're a business owner in the Indianapolis area, check out Open in Indiana's free networking events by visiting www.openinindiana.com/networking. That's www.openinindiana.com/networking. Next week's show, my guest will be Indiana Fuel CEO Larry McQuarrie. Now, back to our guest, Jerry Canope of Affiliates. And we were just talking about, what was the term we just came up to describe the group?
You know, Danny,
not networking, but relationship building. Beautiful, beautiful. And I alluded to this really when I kicked off the show, but I watched my father and the relationships he built in the retail grocery business, not just with his employees, with the vendors that he had, the people he bought stuff from, with the customers. And I was just astounded as things went along and the kind of things that happened with all those relationships. And almost all of those things were very, very good. The value of these long-term relationships goes way beyond business.
Yeah, I agree.
So you have these luncheons and you invite people that you think might want to get to know people on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then what happens?
Well, I'm going to facilitate their interaction in such a way that it's going to help them engage. One of the things that I think is key is that when we go to typical events, we have this belief often that I need to tell you everything in 30 seconds.
The elevator pitch.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And I think the challenge with that is you sound like everybody else that's in your particular industry. So an elevator pitch for this banker sounds a lot like the one from this other banker or this accountant or this attorney.
Yep.
And I think the key to that is if we can tie in a piece of who we are and why what we do is important, then that distinguishes, it differentiates us from others. And I think it helps people understand us better. So for me, a lot of what I'm doing is coaching and preparing these participants to do things in such a way that they're going to draw people in as opposed to push people away.
Yeah. That elevator pitch thing, there's pressure involved there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go to a networking event and the same people are there and you've heard the elevator pitch 10 times already.
Yeah.
Right? This is quite a bit different. I attended a luncheon just a couple of months ago and definitely you get to know a lot about the person besides what he or she does, besides
right.
customer service training or accounting or whatever it might be. You get to know a lot about them fairly quickly. One of the things that I like, too, is I think there were about a dozen people at that luncheon, and I have already had a one-on-one with at least half of them, and I'm still working on the rest of them. You really encourage that.
I do.
And talk about that more.
Well, I think it's really this whole process really creates a starting point. So it's one of those that people aren't going to walk away from these luncheons with contracts in their hands.
No.
But what they do, for many, you know, we can get phone calls with people, but then when we're talking with this person, trying to convince them to use our service, oftentimes they're sitting across the table with a really skeptical look in their eyes. they're trying to figure out, can they trust us or not?
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned is that if I structure things right and I facilitate them right, people get insights into each other, and they're more trusting more quickly. As opposed to taking months and months and months to build things up, I force them down this path of talking about who they are, and that speeds up that whole process of, man, that O'Malley guy's somebody I think I can trust.
Yeah, and I can tell you that the people that I've had lunch with, about half of them have reached out to me,
yeah,
and I've reached out to the other half. So that's probably about the way it usually works out, I would guess.
Yeah, I would say so.
Now, you meet... How often do you do the luncheons?
So I have a couple per month. The thing that's significant, though, is I don't have the same people at every luncheon.
Right, right.
Every group, so if I have 10, just because it's easy math for me, if I have 10, my average is 7 of those people. It's the first one they've ever come to.
And you have a couple of regulars.
And I have some members. Regulars. But it's going to hopefully be different regulars with each one people attend.
Okay.
So... what I call the affinitates communities has all these people together. Some of them are guests. So they're not clients that are paying me to do things. They're just guests. Those people participate once a year, once every 18 months or so. I have some clients that they really don't want me to bring people specifically for them. They just want to come more often. So they want to come 4 times a year. They want to come 5 times or 6 times, whatever it is. They want to do it more regularly. Then I have another level of clients that they tell me who they want to have there.
Oh, a particular industry, a particular individual,
right.
Whatever.
Right. And then what ends up happening is they get a starting point with some people because they're building relationships specifically with the people they're targeting for business.
Okay, now maybe I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but if somebody's out there and says, you know, I'd like to try a different kind of networking.
Yeah.
How do they reach out to you?
They could, the easiest thing, they can send me an email, they can give me a call.
Well, give us some contact info.
So the best phone number would be 317-459-1984. So 317-459-1984. The best email would be info, at... affinitates.com, and affinitates is affinitates.
And I apologize, I was pronouncing it affiniates. I just didn't see that T in the middle.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Affinitates. Okay, so you've been running this group for 3 years now.
Yeah.
How many members do you have, would you say?
You know, probably somewhere between 20 and 40.
Okay.
And you know, the
different levels of membership.
Exactly. And what's interesting is people don't typically know who my clients are.
Well, when you come to a luncheon as a guest, as I did, I didn't know who the clients were. I didn't even know there were clients until you told me they were there.
Yeah.
What's the method to that madness?
Well, everyone that attends is wanting to engage with quality people.
Right.
And so that's the premise of bringing everyone together. So, and there's no selling going on. It's just, I just know that if I bring the right people together, good things happen. And
Absolutely. So
people come, they're not threatened, they're not put on the spot in any way, but they're open to building these relationships. And so that creates an opportunity for a better conversation as a follow-up for my clients.
Would you say of these 20 to 40 clients that you have, that a lot that they have they all done business with somebody connected to Affinitates along the way by 3 years ago? Does
yeah,
that make sense?
I would say so. I've had some get deals that were $100,000 contracts they've picked up. I've had others, and it all depends on the business.
Sure.
I've had others that were small, but they tend to get multiple ones.
Yeah.
But it's all about it. It's the real key in terms of who gets invited. They need to have fit that like-mindedness in their approach to business for it to be successful. And honestly, most of them, the ones that are the best fit, if they really value relationships, they have limited time, cold calling and lead generation programs aren't really effective for them. if it's a challenge for them to have sincere and authentic conversations with people that are of value for them, those are the people that it's a best fit.
Got it. That's very, very interesting. We're going to take another underwriter break very briefly here and talk about next week's show, and then we'll be back for one more segment with Jerry Canope of Affinitates. We want to thank the underwriters for the show. That is Fabric Care Dry Cleaners at 5760 West Morris Street at West Washington Street out by the old airport. They are experts in all kinds of dry cleaning. They have dry cleaners, a dry cleaner on site, and it's open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. They do pickup and home delivery twice a week in the metro area, and their phone number is 241-1288. That's 241-1288. You can learn more about my good friend James Belt and the good folks at Affinitates at Fabric Care Dry Cleaners on Facebook. The second underwriter is my good friend Ryan Henry and Open in Indiana. Open in Indiana has events every month that you can attend. All you have to do is Google Open in Indiana Networking. They also have opportunities to advertise in their magazine. Just Google Open in Indiana, and you will find out more about that fine networking organization and the services of Ryan Henry and Open in Indiana. Finally, I want to tell you about next week's show. Our guest will be Larry McQuarrie, the CEO of our Indiana Fuel hockey team. We're going to talk about the Fuel, talk about the remodeled Coliseum, which I'm very fond of that as a original Pacers season ticket holder. I remember the old days in the Coliseum when you'd walk into a Pacer game and the first thing you'd see was the air full of smoke because people were still smoking at basketball games back in 1967. That doesn't happen anymore, but the Coliseum, if you've not been there, is a great place to go and watch hockey or basketball or whatever's going on there. Now, back to Jerry Canope, our guest today with Affinitates Relationship Building Organization. Where were we, Jerry? I got lost here.
I think we were just talking through some elements to it. One thing that I think many aren't aware of, they think in terms of the two luncheons that happen every month. What happens behind the scenes also?
Let's talk about that.
Is for some people they need an advocate, and that's basically, and very similar to your experience with your parents, your dad in particular. I've had the same thing with mine. Is, you know, we just stepped back and we saw all these things they did, and people are always telling us, man, they are just, they're so helpful here. They're always looking for ways to. Well, I had that same thing.
And that's
great.
Really
has been a big driver for how I approach things. So really my underlying foundation for everything is how can I help other people be more successful? So the luncheons are one vehicle. Another path that I've got, it's related, but I do things like if you're going to speak, and I know you do a lot of speaking.
I do.
I have some clients that they have a lot of success when they do speaking. They pick up more clients when they do speaking.
Exactly.
And so what I'll do is I'll attend their event that they're speaking, and I'll do some videos. I'll do some things related to that, and then I'll do some social media posts related to it to be an advocate for them to get more exposure.
Okay. Okay. And this is for members of the organization,
it is,
right?
It is.
Yes.
And I do that for, there's several things like that that people say, boy, this would be really helpful to do this.
Well, it's kind of like a value added thing.
It is.
If you know that terminology, you know, you're always looking for value added. There's the basics with the luncheons and the getting to know people, but things like that are very, very helpful. Yeah. So I'm just really, really curious about the whole concept of Affinitates, like you and I said. Now, I don't want to repeat the wheel here, but there are all kinds of networking events.
Yeah.
Some of them are more hard-driven, you know, sales things. This one is definitely softer, not even a sales thing.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But I have to assume that sales do get done through Affinitates.
Right, right.
And the bottom line is people wouldn't pay – to come if they weren't getting some sales at least down the road.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So you've been around 3 years. You had done similar events in the past.
Right.
Similar organizations in the past. And you are really married to this idea of building relationships, and maybe business will come and maybe it won't. But it's good to build relationships.
There's more to it than that. So as an example, if you've got an attorney that has really significant hourly rates.
An expensive attorney.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Is it going to be worth, let me ask, how would he rather or she rather spend their time? Do they want to spend their time building up their pipeline or charging billable hours? And so what I'm able to provide them as a service that is of value to them is I can gather up 10 people, put around the table. They would have had to make those contacts, set up those meetings, or pay someone else to do it in their office.
Right.
And so they go to one place. They go to one luncheon, spend an hour and a half to 2 hours, and they're meeting all these people in a very different way.
And I can tell you this, again, in my own experience, come to an Affinitates luncheon, reach out to anybody in the luncheon, and they'll give you a half hour, an hour for coffee, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not always the case in every networking. In fact, sometimes it's hard to get people to even call you back, right?
And the whole reason for that is because it was all transaction driven.
Yeah.
Those are geared. You know, I don't want 50 people. I don't want 25 people at these events, because you and I can't connect as well if there's all these other people there.
Right. There's just not time.
That's right. You can't go deep enough. You can't really have authentic conversation. And so if I get the right people there, it just changes how the dynamics are and how people interact.
Yeah. And that whole thing with making, it's not a cold call because you've already met the person.
Right.
At least shaking hands with them at a networking event. But it feels like a cold call. But at a group of 12 or so, like the luncheon I went to, you've gotten to know the person a lot better.
That's right. That's exactly right. You feel like you know who they are. And in fact, Danny, just as an example, I can tell you, I had someone that, this was one where they told me who they wanted to participate. So my client said, these are the people, specifically, I'd like this person to be there, or I'd like this company, or here's a profile of what I would like that person to look like in terms of that would be good for their business. I've had people that I've done that, they've been trying to call, like say they were trying to call you. You weren't calling them back. You weren't responding to them trying to set up a meeting. But I got them to the luncheon. And after they spend this time together, they learn more about you and they understand you more. Now when they follow up, they take their call.
Well, here's a really fastball aimed at your temple here.
Okay.
What if somebody says, I want to meet, Roger Penske? You can't do that, right?
No, probably not.
No,
probably not. But this is part of where the coaching and the guidance comes along, is that I've had really good success getting to people. And it's not because I know everybody, but it's because I have a process, the way that I leverage relationships, the way that I interact with people that then want to help me because I've helped them.
Okay, great. Give us your contact information one more time.
Phone number would be 317-459-1984. And an email would be info@affinitates.com.
Jerry Canope with Affinitates, thanks for being my guest today. We want to thank our host for the studio, My Pet Carnivore, Pet Food Distribution Warehouse, where the owners, Paul and Suzanne, and their very busy staff distribute frozen dog and cat food to dog and cat food owners only in 48 states. Don't forget, next week, Larry McQuarrie, CEO of our Indianapolis Fuel hockey team.